What has happened down here? Is the wind have changed? Clouds roll in from the north and it start to rain. Rain real hard and it rained for a real long time. 6 feet of water in the streets of Evangeline. River rose all day, the river rose all night. Some people got lost in the flood. Some people got away all right. River had busted through, clear down the Plaquemine. 6 feet of water in the streets of Evangeline. Louisiana. Louisiana. They're trying to wash us away. They're trying to wash us away. Louisiana. Louisiana. They're trying to wash us away. They're trying to wash us away.
That is a very serendipitous song that was recorded, well, it was about a hurricane that happened in the 20s in New Orleans. Very, very interesting. It's chilling, bone chilling. You are listening to a special program of the AWARE Show. This is Lisa Garr, and we're focusing our efforts today on thoughts and prayers and donation, whatever you can give to the people affected by the hurricane in the Gulf Coast. The intention of the show is to offer healing to these people in need and to hopefully inspire people into action, because being of service is the ultimate healing in your own life. Joining us now is Monique Giles. She has been a guest on the show before, and she's a business intuitive, a documentary filmmaker. She has helped, and she is an intuitive as well. She's helped people remove blocks in their life to help attain their goals. She is from Louisiana. She's from New Orleans, and she's lived there in these areas of New Orleans and is here to share with us what has happened in her family and her life and the healing that has come out of this for her and that she can offer to the people listening. Welcome to the show, Monique.
Thank you. I'm thrilled to be a part of today's show and be able to support in the healing of New Orleans and along the Gulf Coast. You know, my family, my grandparents had a house in Gulfport on the beach. I was born in Jackson, Mississippi, and raised on Bourbon Street and then in the Ninth Ward, and then I moved up to the Uptown area. So I've lived in the areas that have been...
Wow, you've lived all over the
really affected.
And that are gone. Now, do you still have family there?
Oh, yeah, my entire family. My mom and her husband live in the French Quarter. My dad has a home in the Uptown area. My sister, unfortunately, she lives right where the levee broke in Jefferson Parish, and she's lost everything. And all my cousins, all my high school friends, I mean, this is hundreds of people that I know have been affected by this.
Where are they now? Have you heard from them?
I just heard from my dad after 13 days on Sunday. I called his cell phone and I heard a hello and then we got disconnected. So at least I know he's alive now. My mom and my sister are in Baton Rouge. My brother's in Lafayette. My cousin, everybody's scattered everywhere. All my friends are everywhere, scattered all over the nation right now, really.
What are they going to do? Do you know?
Right now, what everybody's doing actually is putting one foot in front of the other. Mm. Like my sister, who has literally been wiped out, she, God bless her, she did start school at LSU. She went ahead, they were already a week into school, and she went ahead and started there. And she put that first as a priority to get her education. People I know are sending her clothes. I'm sending her stuff. Everybody, you know, they're still reeling. Everybody's still really trying to grab, you know, it's like their feet are on banana peels and they're trying to just stand straight right now.
If anything, maybe starting in somewhere that gives her some sense of schedule, structure might be comforting.
Mm-hmm. I think so. I think you're right. That's a really good point, actually.
And what about your mother?
My mom? I don't know. I think she's having a pretty rough time with it. She's lived in New Orleans a lot of her life. She's originally from Norway, and When I was born, we lived in Jackson, Mississippi, and then when I was three, we moved to Bourbon Street, and she's been there ever since in the French Quarter. And I think for the older people, they're having a bit of a tough time. Like a lot of them, she did not want to leave. Like a lot of people did not want to leave.
I had heard that.
Yeah, and we really had to
What's your sense of why that is?
It's a sense of there's such a community in New Orleans, in the areas that you live in, and it's a sense of we can band together, stay together, and protect each other. Southern people are so generous and so giving, and they do band together to be there for the other person. And within her community, they were all staying tight until they were forced to leave.
Mm.
And just as a few days ago, she said to me, "I will be back this past Monday." And I was like, "Mom, you don't understand. You cannot go back right now."
Yeah.
So I feel it's a sense, too, that they can protect their property, protect their things, and just be a part of rebuilding. Because my mom is very into
the community.
The community wants to rebuild as soon as possible, like so many people. And the thought of leaving just is incomprehensible, not being able to be there.
Well, I guess that it's going to take a while for something of this magnitude to even sink in to the psyche, you know, and especially when it comes with disrupting your entire life. I mean, at least she has her life.
Exactly.
And her family.
Exactly.
And
it's so true.
That really helps you refocus on the things that really, really mean something in this world. And tell me about your intuition on this. I mean, what is your intuitive sense about all of this?
Well, I know Tennessee Williams once said to my mom, they were personal friends, and he said to her, he says, "Kari, we either sink in the Mississippi River or we rise above it. You know, we either sink in the Mississippi mud or we rise above it." And I know New Orleans will rise because there is such a strong spirit there. Exactly. There is such, I mean, old historical spirit and spirits. And intuitively, I know that it is, everyone is really having to go within and dig deep and ask, okay, what is this about? What's going on here? What needs to be healed in New Orleans? And so many areas now have been exposed, obviously, that need a major overhauling. And I feel a lot of great is going to come out of it. I mean, a tremendous amount of good.
Along those lines, also, what needs to be healed in our collective consciousness as a nation, as a globe? Where does the healing begin there? Where does the judgment stop? Where does the blame stop? And where do all those disruptive, negative emotions, which are vibratory emotions,
exactly,
when do those stop?
When those stop, for me, I feel that because we are, as a nation, are stepping in to help so many people, we're all working together now as people working together with other people, it's raised our consciousness of what's happened and how we need to band together, which vibrationally is going to send out, I think, a really positive vibration. We needed to do that. We've got so much negative vibration being sent out into the world from the United States.
And how about to the United States?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And I really believe that this is changing our vibration and going to lift us up higher in so many ways. And educationally, too. A reform taking place in our education system and really having a look. Now, I can speak through personal experience. I went to first through sixth grade. I went to McDonough 15 in New Orleans, an amazing school, but I was part of the public school system there. And then seventh through 12th grade, I went to an all-girl private high school, and the difference was night and day in the public school system and the private school system. And I was very much a part. My mom was very involved in the public school system when I was there first through sixth grade. And I know what it's about. And I know where I got an education and I know where I didn't. So the thought of having any kind of cutbacks in education is just mind-boggling
to me. I know, especially there when a quarter of the area is poverty-stricken and there were 25,000 homeless people here. And it's not that dissimilar here in Los Angeles. I mean, our education system is being destroyed right now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, as quick as those gas prices are going up, our education is going down. The system is, and it's frightening because of the funding that's been cut. And you're hearing it all over the place. At least the awareness is being raised. So that is definitely something. I mean, get an earthquake kit here in Los Angeles and contribute to the education fund, because it's going to have to start coming from the people too.
Mm-hmm.
And there's, you know, we'll do shows on that in the future.
Right.
But
One of the things I'd like to mention, too, is that friends of mine, a very dear friend of mine I've known since fourth grade, we actually went to McDonough 15 together. He's lost. He cannot find a lot of his family. Oh. And also the same with my friend Eleanor. She has a 12-year-old son who can't find his friends. And the one thing I asked Eleanor and Jeff to both do was to put together a wish list of what they both needed in their families and things. So Eleanor asked her son and her daughter to put together this wish list, and the only thing her son wrote down was at the top of the list was he just wanted to find his friends. He didn't want anything materially. He didn't want anything of that substance. He just wanted to find his friends, and he did not want to make new friends where he was because they're now in another part of Louisiana, mm-hmm. and he wasn't interested in making new friends. So mm-hmm. the effect that this has had on children is unbelievable. They just, and I remember she said to me, too, she said, her son asked, well, is Santa Claus going to be able to find us here, mm-hmm. you know, and will people know where we are? My friend Jeff in Houston actually is offering his house. He has space in his house for people who need a place to live.
Great.
You know, so this is actually on my website. I have posted, if you go to my website, there's a tab that'll say Katrina. And it's a drop-down menu, and you can see people who need how you can help to certain individuals. But also, they're going to write up their experiences of actual New Orleanians are going to write their experiences of what it was like to go through the hurricane, and you can read that as well. But
what is your website?
It's MoniqueGuild.com. Guild spelled like guild, G-U-I-L-D. MoniqueGuild.com.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so this is also really about breaking out of our comfort zones here and where
Very
we're at
so.
And how we can reach out. Something Oprah had said before is that being of service is the greatest healing to heal the pain in your own life.
Absolutely. And I have felt that because of so many people I know that have been affected by this. I didn't have time to sit around in my own pain and my own...
Right.
Because I know so many people that have lost everything, and then also to not knowing if certain people I knew were alive, family members. I didn't know if they were alive. And the minute I got into service and started thinking, okay, what can I do to help? What can I do to start organizing? How can I help the people I know individually? It raised my level of thinking to bigger thoughts. It helped me to think much bigger and get out of myself because the worst place for me to be right now is, you know, quote-unquote self-obsessed in my own pain.
Well, you've been through it, too.
Know,
I mean, you lost everything from
yes, I have.
A mold-ridden house.
The one thing I saw on the news today was the mold that is now going to be in New Orleans,
mm-hmm.
and I know all about what that's about because I did. 2.5 years ago,
that's
I moved into an apartment. Yeah, it was 2.5 years ago. I moved into an apartment that was contaminated with this Stachybotrys aspergillus mold. And everything I owned, every item I owned was contaminated, and I had to let go of it all. And I moved 4 times, and plus I was very, very ill on top of it. And it's terrorizing to not know where you're going to live, to not know how you're going to earn a living, to lose everything you own, to be so disoriented and not know what your next step is going to be
mm-hmm.
totally thrown into complete turmoil and chaos. And for me, I had to really, you talk about dig deep, and I have to go within and ask God, you know, please guide me, what is next? And then to kind of go, what was all this about? Why did I go through? It took me 2 years to heal from that because I had mold spores on the front lobe of my brain, the side lobe of my inner ear, and it affected my central nervous system and everything. And
wow.
It was very serious.
And this wasn't declared a state of emergency, so you had to come up with money.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Money and medical things. But so to be thrown, your whole life when it's thrown into complete chaos,
mm-hmm.
And you really have only yourself to rely on because a lot of people maybe not understand what you're going through and you know, or walking in your shoes and to have to really go within yourself and it becomes down between you and the universe and that's it. But once you do that, it's the strength that comes out of that is absolutely amazing. And that's why I know these people in New Orleans, if they just hang, and in on the Gulf Coast as well and in the smaller communities, they just hang in there and go within and ask, you know, what do I do now? And then later, what was all that about? What is it within myself that I need to heal, you know, so I don't attract in another situation like that?
Mm-hmm.
I do believe for myself, no matter how horrific the situations have been that I've been through, I've been through the murder of my boyfriend. I've been through, you know, I could go on and on.
You can. You have been through it, yeah.
So the grief and loss is a tremendous main, you know, thing to heal. And then eventually to take a look and ask, what is it about myself that I need to heal about this situation? And how can I be of service to another human being?
Well, you're definitely a good person to offer advice to people. And you also do that.
You
have a practice where you actually...
I work with people in businesses, and I help turn businesses around. That's like what Carolyn Mace does for the medical community is what I do for businesses and things.
Wow. Well, Monique Guild is my guest, and a seriously strong voice of realism and someone who's herself gotten in and out of situations, traumatic situations, so it can be done. And thank you very much for being an inspiration for us and to see that there is somebody and just you and all the people over there can turn it around.
Mm-hmm.
It's not easy.
Oh, absolutely. It's not easy. But if you come together, support each other, and the thing is that they do have that commonality. They've both been on this boat, so to speak,
mm-hmm.
and they can share their experiences, but also to go beyond and say, how can we learn? What can we gain? What do we need to change about New Orleans? What needed to be swept away from New Orleans? What needed to be cleaned out, and what can we do? I believe that when we clean out a closet, the universe comes and fills it up with something really great.
Mm-hmm.
I really believe that.
That's a great way to believe.
Absolutely, that when we create this vacuum in our lives and we go and clean out a closet, the universe doesn't like to have a void, and it fills it up with something amazing. And I know that's what's going to happen for New Orleans. Mm-hmm. I just know it. I feel it.
We will send those thoughts and those positive intentions to the people there in the Gulf Coast and specific areas and the deep communities there.
Mm-hmm.
And I share those thoughts with you, and I hope the people listening too can send that intention over with waves and waves of good.
Yes.
All right. Okay, well, thank you very much, Monique. And people, if they want to go to her website, it's MoniqueGuild, GUILD.com. You can go to the Katrina link there and also find out a little bit more about what Monique does here. All right. Thank you again for joining me today.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me here.
Absolutely.
I really appreciate it. And thanks for doing this show.
You are listening to a special program of The Aware Show, focusing our efforts towards thoughts and healing prayers and feelings and if you can, donations, time. We're helping the people that have been affected by the hurricane in the Gulf Coast. And it's also to inspire people to be of service in the greatest way that you can, in any way that you can.